Blog Talk Radio.
Om Alisa Chandrai Team. It's me, Dal Rockman, or him. I said, we lay here, I law. I said, we lay in the Muhammad and Rasul. From the bad ones to testify, there's no God but one God, the Father name is Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad, old man who born and raised him 1400 years ago, is the seal of the Prophet. Thank you for joining us with the Rock Talk Radio Station. We're going to turn this show over to our good brother, Brother Sujah Muhammad, who is running the show tonight. So, turn it over to him. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
We're going to turn this show over to you and anybody. You should have called me
both times. I'm cutting potatoes. But I'll take it over. I'm cutting potatoes, but I'll take it over.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I got you. Go pick up some food. Okay, well, the line is over.
Okay, then. Is the brother there with you?
No, he's not here with me. I'm at home. I'm getting.
Oh, I need to. Okay, well, give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. Look at your clock. 5 minutes, and I'll be. Give me 5 minutes, and I'll open up. Okay. Give me 5 minutes. All I want to do is cut this up and put them on. That's all. And I open up in the name of Allah. This on the pot right here. 5 minutes. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Got a chance to barbecue some chicken and cook them in a potato salad and some asparagus. I'm steaming some asparagus. We're going to break our fast when it's time. Thank you. Okay, I will do Glahi Menashaitan Rajim. If Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, the God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace and Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Agbar, are you on? Sister Daya, are you on?
I tell me I turned the board on and Daniel gonna I gotta go pick up some food and
I just wanna know whether or not the board is on.
Okay, it's on.
The board is on. Okay then. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Is anybody on the board?
Ain't nobody come on other, yet. Okay then.
Could you get on, Sister Karan?
Okay.
Okay then. Alhamdulillah. We work this out. Right. I'm pretty fast.
Yep, that cold. Wait a minute. I ain't calling yet.
You call them blog talk, and that's message of concern.
I know. I put
move ratio in for ratio. Okay.
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 Oh boy,
I'm gonna get the call. Okay. We're going to read a little bit of the Quran just to get things started. People don't know that we're coming on. It's all right.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Keep hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 8, starting at Ayat 41. And know that out of all the booties that ye may acquire in war, a fifth share is assigned to Allah and to the messenger, and to near relatives, orphans, the needy, and the wayfarer. If you do believe in Allah and in the revelation we sent down to our servant, on the day of testing, the day of the meeting of the two forces, for Allah has power over all things. Remember, ye were on the heather side of the valley, and they on the further side, and the caravan on lower ground than you. Even if ye had made a mutual appointment to meet, ye would certainly have failed in appointment, but thus ye met, that Allah might accomplish a matter already enacted, that those who die might die after clear signs has been given, and those who live might live after clear signs has been given. And verily Allah is he who heareth and knoweth all things. Remember in thy dream, Allah showeth them to thee as few. If he had shown them to thee as many, ye would surely have been discouraged. And ye would surely have disputed in your decision. But Allah saved you, for he knows well the secrets of all hearts. And remember when ye met, he showed them to you as few in your eyes, and he made you appear as contemptible in their eyes, that Allah might accomplish a matter already enacted. For to Allah do all questions go back for decision. O ye who believe, when you meet a force, be firm and call Allah in remembrance, mercy and often, that ye may prosper, and obey Allah and his messenger, and fall into no dispute, lest ye lose heart and your power depart. And be patient and persevering. For Allah is with those who patiently persevere. And be not like those who started from their home instantly and to be seen of men and to hinder men from the path of Allah. For Allah compass round about all that they do. Remember, Satan made their sinful acts seem alluring to them and said, no one among men can overcome you this day while I am near to you. But when the two forces came in sight of each other, he turned on his heel and said, lo, I am clear of you. Lo, I see what ye see not. Lo, I fear Allah, for Allah is stricken punishment. Lo, the hypocrites say, and those in whose heart is a disease, these people, their religion has misled them. But if any trust in Allah, behold, Allah is exalted in might. Why? If thou couldst see when the angels take the soul of the unbelievers at death, how they smite their faces and their backs, saying, taste the penalty of the blazing fire, because of the deed which your own hand sent forth. For Allah is never unjust to his servant. These, after the manner of the peoples of Pharaoh and of those before them, they rejected the signs of Allah, and Allah punished them for their crimes. For Allah is strong and stricken punishment. Because Allah will never change the grace which he has bestowed on the people until they change what is in their own soul. And verily Allah is he who heareth and knoweth all things. These after the manner of the peoples of Pharaoh and those before them, they treated as false the signs of their Lord. So we destroyed them for their crime, and we drowned the peoples of Pharaohs, for they was all oppressors and wrongdoers. For the words of beasts in the sight of Allah are those who reject him. They would not believe. They are those with whom thou didst make a covenant, but they break their covenant every time, and they have not the fear of Allah. If ye gain the master over them in war, disperse with them those who follow them, that they may remember. If thou fearest treachery from any group, throw back the covenant to them so as to be on equal terms. For Allah loveth not the treacherous. Let not the unbelievers think that they can get the better of the godly. They will never frustrate them. Against them make ready your strength to the utmost of your power. Now, this is real important right here. You got some of us, we want to let the rejectors of faith, the disbelievers, say anything that they want to say. Don't say nothing to them. If you say something to them, you're arguing. But this is what Allah said. Allah said, let not the unbelievers think that they can get the better of the godly. They will never frustrate them. Against them, make ready your strength to the utmost of your power, including steeds of war, to strike terror into the hearts of the enemy, of Allah and your enemy, and others besides, whom you may not know, but whom Allah doers know. Yeah, you got the ones that support the disbeliever. They stand around them, and they support everything they say. And Allah is saying, be firm with that, stand up against that disbeliever, and that's including the ones that you do not know. Whatever you shall spend in the cause of Allah shall be repaid unto you. Ye shall not be treated unjustly. But if the enemy inclined towards peace, Allahu Akbar, do thou also incline towards peace. And trust in Allah, for he is one that heareth and knoweth all things. Should they intend to deceive thee, verily Allah suffices thee. He it is that has strengthened thee with his aid and with the company of the believers. And moreover, he has put affection between their hearts. Not if thou hast spent all that is in the earth, couldst thou have produced that affection. But Allah has done it, for he is exalted and might wise. O prophet, sufficient unto thee is Allah, unto thee, and unto those who follow thee among the believers. So that's when, you know, when we talk, when we challenge the disbeliever, the liar, the hypocrite, the one that kind of caused division, you got to be right. You got to be on point. You know, you got to be speaking the truth. Your position had to be the right position. You know, it's going to be some feedback. It's going to be some feedback. But if you take the right position and you're speaking truthful, the one that's feeding it back, it's going to be a testimony against them. The people that stand, the people that listening, going to say, oh, no. No, what he did was right. Allah said, O prophet, rouse the believer to the fight. That means you stir him up. You know, let them know that this is your enemy. This person right here is pushing Satan. Don't you let nobody tell you that you're so righteous, you don't supposed to do nothing. That ain't righteousness. By not standing up and speaking the truth. Allah said, when you see a truth, change it with your hand. And if you can't change it with your hand, speak out against it. And if you're too weak to speak out against it, detest it in your heart. Hate it in your heart. But you don't let a liar and a disbeliever spread falsehood. and don't say nothing about it. Don't stand up against wrong. That's un-Islamic. We stand up against all that's wrong. We know what the hypocrites say. You know. I had a brother come tell me, Shuja, do you think that you're a prophet? I never will forget that in front of a whole lot of other brothers. Shuja, do you think you're a prophet? I said, no, I don't think I'm a prophet. But I try to follow him. What about you? And he won't say, he didn't say nothing. I'm just telling you something that I remember. But the brother, I liked it, the brother. He was a good brother. He had a big family. And he took care of his family and things. But sometimes we have things in us that we need help. We need help. You know, most people's, I would say the majority of them is ignorant. I never forget the imam said, but he was pointing out some brothers, and he pointed out a brother. He said, I know him. I know he's a hypocrite. I know he's a traitor, a plant. You know, I know. I can see it in. And the imam said he when he had went home that night, and that came across his mind, and what in conclusion he came to is that the brother is not an infiltrator, he's just ignorant. He's just ignorant. And some of us are so weak, we can't stand up. We can stand up other places, but we can't stand up against certain peoples. We can't help certain people. We can't speak the truth in front of certain peoples. Allah said, speak the truth even if it's against yourself. Think about that, brother. You stand up against the truth even if it's against yourself. Against some of your family, let alone the hypocrite. See what done happened, brothers and sisters. We have peoples among us that is infiltrators. And they don't want a whole lot of people's friendship. They don't want their friendship. And the people really think that these people is God-fearing. But you can tell when a person is God-fearing how they deal with a situation, how they handle a situation. And we can tell when a person is leaning towards division and kind of cause mischief. You can tell. You can read that. So we got to do dawah on the inside and outside. And that's important. I don't care how much the sisters build up a brother, or how much that brother get attention. If that brother is wrong, you got to straighten him out. And you want to straighten him out quick, because he he might be one of the one of the better brothers. And too many people ain't gonna straighten them out when a brother shines. They ain't gonna mess with him, even though he wrong. It can't be like that, brothers and sisters. And we got to practice sure. We're scared that we must practice sure. We only want to fly sure. You know, sure, brothers and sisters, sure, Imam Wafdi Muhammad said that we shouldn't have no standing sure. Standing sure. Or no fixed sure, a permanent sure. You got a group of brothers and sisters, they is a sure board for 6 months. We can't have that. The people that does the sure, they got to rotate with other believers that's in the community. Other good brothers and sisters in the community. You got to switch it up. You got to rotate it. And the same thing about imams. But we so weak, we can't practice what's right and keep it clean. Because we're too weak. When we got new people rising up in the community and trying to make the community grow and trying to add something to it or try to make it better, they're enemies. They attack them, and when they attack them, the weak people are so weak, they can't defend the person. If the person is 100% right, they can't defend them. They got to go along with the hypocrite. They got to go along with the dictator. And everything that brother or sister is saying could be right and exact. And it's something that we need among ourselves. It don't make no difference. So we, brothers and sisters, are Muslim, and we stand up for truth. We believe in justice for all. We want for our brother and sisters what we want for ourselves. You shouldn't let the enemy create an atmosphere where the people is afraid to speak the truth, afraid to say what they think. You shouldn't create that type of atmosphere. That type of atmosphere, you shouldn't let it live. That's one of the reasons that many people didn't like Chicago, because you couldn't create that type of atmosphere among the brotherhood and sisterhood there in Chicago, because they ain't going to look at nobody as somebody more than them. They're not going to build up nobody. And it's because of the imam. The imam loved the brothers and the sisters. And he always was trying to inspire us. And we had brothers coming out of Chicago, out of different cities. One brother told us, man, every time I come before y'all, it scared me to death. I get scared to death. I said, brother, you ain't got no reason to be scared. You know what I mean? Just speak the truth. because he knew he couldn't establish no atmosphere where I'm the big boss. I'm the top nigga. He couldn't establish that type of atmosphere, not with us. And if you notice, people out of Chicago, I'm saying Chicago because that's where the imam was at. People out of Chicago speaks up. They speaks up. They're real supportive. They believe in being supportive. They believe in respecting the leaders. But they ain't going to take no mess, I guarantee you. That's the way we got to be, brothers and sisters. We can't establish no community where we got one big bad wolf that everybody's building up and nobody got strength enough to talk up when that person's around. You got to be quiet. You ain't got nothing to say. We can't lie to that type of atmosphere. But we got that atmosphere among ourselves right today. We got that type of atmosphere. Weak peoples is bagging up peoples even if they're wrong. We got it. But I guess we supposed to have it, and it's got to be everything got to be on time, in the sense that we're gonna have to have brothers and sisters that gonna rise up, speaking out against it, and bringing the whole community together, because they can't bring it no community together. They don't want to bring the community together. They don't want no equality. Why do you think we have the message of concern? Why do you think we speak out against images? Because this is all the thing that it does. It divides and separates the family of believers. That's when we say there's only one God, Allah Akbar. Allah is greater. You don't build a person up just because he went to the white man's school. Or because he's a doctor or he's a lawyer. He's an Indian chief. Quran teaches us who is superior and who ain't superior. Allah make it plain. If you don't practice righteousness and justice, then what kind of superiority that you got? I don't want none of that superiority. If it ain't righteousness and loving your brother and one for your brother for you, one for himself. If you ain't practicing that, I don't want that other superiority. And you never catch me buying down to it. Never. We're asking for the removal of this type of thing out of our presence. We got a message of concern addressing that, dealing with that. It's 5 minutes to 7. And 5 minutes to 8 Eastern time. So, alhamdulillah, in about five more minutes, my wife and I, we're going to break the fast. Alhamdulillah. I'm hoping that our brother will be back by that time. So we got to keep things balanced. When we stand up on truth and we believe in truth and we say that we represent truth and we believe in truth, we got to keep the balance. We got to apply it. We got to show it. You can't say that you believe in the Quran and believe in Prophet Muhammad and you don't show it. Brothers and sisters, if we don't apply the truth and we don't have a concern for things that has been done wrong, and things that not been done, not done right, you know, then we not gonna never be able to establish a better world. We got to be concerned because what it does. It messes up our children. It messes up the laws that we put on the book. It messes up our dietary law. It messes up our health. It just does a whole lot of mess. So that's the reason we have a responsibility. That's the reason we get on every night on different programs and we speak up and we speak out. But we got some of us on these different programs just want to be seen. Just want to be recognized for different things. That's pitiful. I can't stand a person like that. All the work that we need to do and just the idea of treating people wrong and join in and assisting in treating them wrong. That right there is disgusting. I know what righteousness looks like. I know the type of feeling that I had on the things that is practiced doing right. And I don't just want that feeling for myself. I want that for my brothers and sisters. That's a good feeling. It's a relief. But you never get that feeling upon a dictatorship and injustice. Images in religion, false worship. Oppression. You never get that feeling. If you get it, it won't be real. So, brothers and sisters, let's stand up for truth. Let's be one that makes no difference who they are. If they are being truthful, You're not standing up for them. You're standing up for what's right. You can't be a fighter against false worship, and you can't stand up for what's right. No, you're in the wrong field. You can't stand up for what's right, and then you're gonna tell me that you fighting against oppression and fighting against false worship and false gods and things like that. No, you fooling yourself. If you fight against false God, then you got to see all what constitute false God, all what constitute false worship and oppression. You can't help from seeing all that. So you just be contradicting yourself, saying you're fighting against oppression. False worship and all that other stuff, and you're going along with it. You ain't fighting against that, brothers and sisters. We can say what we want to say, but it's real. It's real. We're gonna have to see the reality, and we have to know if we believe in one God. We know that God always saying in the Quran that He knows what's in our heart, though we know not what is in His. He knows what is wrong and what is right. We can't fool God. So, brothers and sisters, we are thankful. For the opportunity to represent a truth and righteousness and justice. The Holy Quran, Alhamdulillah, the Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Imam Wahidi Muhammad. You know, that's a blessing. You know, and a whole lot of the good sisters and good brothers that's in the community, believers. You know, that's a blessing. So we came to you in truth and righteousness. And one thing I'm picking up out of this here Ramadan is that I got to strive hard to work for peace. But I have to understand that statement. That's a statement that have to be understood. I'm working for peace. But I'm standing up against lies and false worship and corruption. But I'm working for peace. Praise be to Allah. Do we have anybody else on the line that would like to say something? Anybody else on the line would like to say something? Alhamdulillah. Akbar, are you there? Okay. So what my wife and I are going to do, we're going to do this evolution, and inshallah, we're going to break this fast. We're in Central Time. In Central Time, and we break our fast 7:15, and every day, 7:15, and we inshallah, you know, it'll take us about 10 minutes, 10, maybe about 12 minutes in doing that. And after we break our fast, you know, we have to say the prayer, do our prayer, do the prayer, and then we can wait. We can wait on eating our meal, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Inshallah, time we get through doing our fast and breaking our fast, and inshallah, we might come and see if anybody on the line. If anybody on the line, we're going to let them speak, and inshallah, we're going to call the prayer. And we're going to say the prayer. And after we say the prayer, alhamdulillah, then we're going to have time to, you know, we're not going to rush and eat. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, who's this?
This is Amin.
Oh, brother Amin.
I don't have the same tools that I had. Something is happening. I used to get on, but you know, Blog Talk, you know, making mistakes and stuff. So inshallah, that's what you're doing now. You're making ablution. I mean, you're breaking your fast, getting ready to make your prayer.
We're gonna go and break our fast, inshallah, we're gonna try to make the prayer. And hope I was thinking that maybe Agba would be here, because I think we say we break our fast at different times. I'm doing mine at 7:15. Central time, and I think Akbar, they do these at 8:15 Eastern time.
Yeah. Is Akbar operating the board?
Sister Dia is supposed to be operating the board.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Somebody let me in. I can't see the board like I used to. Okay.
Praise be to Allah. You know.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I just wanted to say to anybody like listening is Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Minashaitanir rajim. Ramadan is the month that the Holy Quran was revealed to Muhammad and to humanity, Ramadan. Because after it was revealed to Muhammad, it was revealed to the human being. Praise be to Allah. It's a great month. It's a great month to draw near to our Lord, and other brothers and sisters who are believers. Alhamdulillah. So, used to be a brother named Mansour. I forgot his name, but his name is Mansour. He was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He was affiliated with the Saudis, even though he was African American. He wasn't an Arab. But he used to write, every Ramadan, he used to write a book. Praise be to Allah. This is the month that, you know, we draw close to Allah. And Allah talks, you know, really bring himself to communicate with us.
Yeah.
You know, Alhamdulillah. So all praise to Allah. I've been getting calls from a couple of imams. They want me to bring my book out, inshallah, when they really remember my book that I brought out, the Afrocentric.
Praise Allah. Praise Allah.
Yeah, they want to bring it. So inshallah, that's what I'm kind of trying to work on, getting it out to the public.
I mean, let me know when you get it finished, and so I can get some and help push it.
Yes, sir. I'll pray to inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so, I'll
pray to inshallah, Allah Akbar. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead, brother. Were you about to say something, Brother Suzanne?
No, I'm yelling because when you get to saying something, I'm going to do my evolution because it's time for me to break the fast.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Ramadan has been good to me because at a time that I really needed some discipline in my life. It was Ramadan. Looked like about maybe 40 years ago, and I was working at a restaurant out here in Los Angeles, and I needed Ramadan. The believers was coming, ordering food, and breaking a fast, at that time, I had an opportunity to join them at the time because I had gotten myself in a bad state. And by me joining them in Ramadan at that time, way back, that's 40-something years ago. I was able to come back into the community and get a grip on my life,
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Allah's the all-knowing. He knows what to do. He knows by the power of Ramadan.
That's right.
Human being. So this is like some community. This is like the 10th day. Another community, this may be the 11th day because some people started a day ahead of time. We always run into this problem, with different communities starting at different times, here we are. Could we have a prayer in the morning, in the mornings, where we read 1/30 of the Holy Quran as a group? It's a group of us, maybe about 5, 6, 7 people, get together in the morning and we make that prayer online. I'll be on the radio.
What time do you do it?
Oh, okay. We do this, I guess, around 5:30 in the morning, L.A. time. So that would be about 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah, because we have different groups. We got 4 different groups.
We
rotate. Yeah, we do it the same thing. We read 1:30.
You read the juice. You read the 1/30 of the Quran.
Yeah.
Pray you to Allah. Yeah. That Yusuf Ali edition of the Quran is really the imam was so wise in introducing the community to that that addition, because I really do feel like Brother Yusuf Ali is really trying to bring the translation to us in a way that...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And we understand it and feel it, you know. So this, the first 10 days, they say, according to the tradition, they say it's mercy. First 10 days is mercy. Is that right? And the second 10 days.
Pardon me? Yeah. Yeah.
First 10 days of fasting is, there mercy?
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you know the teaching on that?
And forgiveness, I think, is the next 10 days. I can't think what the other 10 is. Stuff like that I had to check with my son.
Yeah.
He keeps up with all that. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Look here, it's time for me to break the fast. My wife,
we might have to bring it to a close, you know, because I'm going to be occupied in another few minutes myself, you know, because I'm still working, you know.
Right. Okay, then. Well, alhamdulillah. You know, it's going to take me at least about 15 minutes to do all this here. Alhamdulillah. It'll be about 15 more minutes.
Maybe if someone else is
listening,
maybe they can come on.
Hopefully Agba get on, and then I can do some more time. And we can wrap it up.
Okay, I'll praise you. Well, assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Is anybody hearing me on the Blog Talk Radio show? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Well, everybody's mic is open, so I don't know. Okay, well. Okay, let's do it like this. Suja, I'm on the line if y'all can hear. And if you want me to participate a little bit on this right here, well, you're finished breaking fast. I haven't broke mine. It's only 8:30-ish. Ish that prayer here. Well, my grip, into my grip here. I haven't broke fast yet myself. But if you want me to say something, I will. It says a review I will read this year, Muslim Journal, March the 2nd through the 8th, 2024. And it says, Imam W. Dean Muhammad speaks. A review of Imam W. Dean Muhammad's early lessons on Ramadan, part one. I will read that for you if you want me to. And you want to take a break and just come back in when it's time for show to go off if you want to after your break. I mean, after your break fast. You're going to have to give me some water and wait for Akbar to come back to eat because they ran out of dates this morning. So I haven't broken my fast and haven't eaten anything yet either, but I'm going to drink, give me some water. I'm a little bit under the weather. I know maybe I need to take, I should not fast sometimes. Maybe I shouldn't have fasted today at all. I'll see how I feel tomorrow. So let me know what you're going to do. I sound like I got my phone on, and I have Akbar's phone on. So, and I can't see anything on this phone here. He is it. So, it can't see nothing. Okay, yeah, I can. Get this off. Okay, this picture that says live, of course. Here. Suja? Well, Quran, if I know that I'm in, then I can go in and read this paper of the Muslim Journal. But if I don't even know if anybody hears me or not, there's not going to be any need for me to read it to, you know, to on the line here. But if you hear me, just let me know you can hear me, and then I will go on and read the Muslim Journal here, this part of it. Imam W.D. Muhammad speaks. Review of Imam W.D. Muhammad's early lesson on Ramadan, part one. I'll be glad to read that, and it's pretty good length to read, so it should be time to go off by the time I should take. This should take about at least 15 minutes here. And I have 8:38 here. So I should be finished reading this at least about 10 minutes to 9. At least about 10 minutes to 9. If not a little longer. So let me know what you want me to do. Otherwise, I'll just hold tight here and go on and break my fast. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Seems like all the mics are open, including this is Akbar's phone right here, the 1079. And mine is down to the bottom because I just came on 3312. So all the mics are open. I checked to see, and it says live. So that means that all the mics are open, all of them. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
you gentlemen, you're already ready to come back on. I'm letting you know that I read. And let you take up the rest of the time.
Could you put on that?
On the glass top? Oh, on that, but do you call that?
All right, Samantha. Samantha.